Okay, today is Daf Nun Aleph. We are on Nun Aleph. We're like the fourth line, Bayi Minei, finishing up this sugya over here. So Bayi Minei, Mei Rav Chisda. So the Bnei Yeshiva asked Rav Chisda the following question: Misha Achal Vishasa Velo Beirich. So a person started to eat and started to drink, and he didn't watch. Rashi says Kaya Birchas Hamotzi Birchas Hayayin. Started the meal, forgot to eat, forgot to bench. So now, started the meal, forgot to make a bracha.
Right.
What does he do now? He's in the middle of the meal. Should he now make the bracha? So, Amar Lahu, so Chisda said back to them, Mishu Akal Shum, someone ate garlic, Virecho Nodev, and now he smells from the garlic. Yachzor V'yachal Shum Acher, he should eat more garlic, Kadeshe Virecho Nodev, to make the stench even worse. All right, you forgot the bracha and you're eating, so now you can continue eating without the bracha. So make the bracha now in the middle of the meal. What's the shaila? What's the question? Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Hilkach, according to this, the Rav Chisda said that someone who remembers in the middle of the Suda, he should make the bracha. So that, he says, Afilu gamra Suda so yachsar v'yavarech. Even if you finish the meal, at the very end, like, oh my God, I didn't make a bracha, I finished the whole meal, he should go back and make his whatever bracha rishona. And he tries to bring a proof. The Tanya, because we have the following bright, so like someone who goes to the mikvah, right? Someone Ger goes to mikvah. It's Taval. First he goes in, the Allah, and then he comes up, the Omer, but Aliyoso, Baruch. Excuse me, Atashem Kim Achalam, Asher Kisham, it's Abatibanu, Al Hatvila. So you see here, even though he finished doing what he's supposed to do, he can make the bracha at the end. So too, he can make the bracha at the end after he eats. Gemara says, whoa, Velohi. No, there's no comparison. Why? There's a big difference. We're talking about a Ger. The Ger, before he goes into the mikvah, can't make the bracha. Because right. He can't say Asher Kisham Tzavon because he's not Jewish yet. He's only Jewish when he comes up from the mikvah. That's why he has to delay and make the bracha afterwards. But if you don't make a bracha, a Birchas Hananim beforehand, and then you finished, what do you make the bracha? You have to make the bracha before you got Hana. There's no Hana now afterwards. So that's Gemara says, Elohi. Hasa may kar gavra lochazi. And there, the guy, when he goes down to the mikvah, he is not in the parsha of making the bracha. He's a gavra lochazi. Hacha gavra. He is roi to make the bracha from the outset. And since he forgot to make the bracha, and it's pushed away now because he's finished, right? Toso says meikara gavra nami lochazi. He says tema v'halo tame eino asul levarich. So that, what about a tame person? Why is it when a person goes to mikvah when they're tame, they make the bracha afterwards? Man, I understand it when it comes to the ger, because he can't make the bracha. But a person is going to mikvah stam. For not stam, because he's tamei, let him make the bracha first over lusiyasa. Make the bracha. Why does he also make the bracha afterwards? Right? Uba kuntres payers to balkari and asurim with divrei Torah. He quotes Rashi. He says that balkari is asur with divrei Torah. Therefore, he can't make the bracha. So he says v'yishlof faris to ma'ibet tefilas gerim. So we're talking about our case is tefilas gerim, which is fine. And therefore, why does everybody else also make the bracha afterwards? Umipnei osa tefila hitzrich luchol shar tefilos tovarach achar tefila. That's why everything is done afterwards, because we make a low plug. Once the Chachamim made the takana of when to make the bracha for tefila v'ger, that's going to apply to all tefilos. So I guess not to get confused, not to mess up. Everything comes afterwards. V'chei b'netilas yadayim. Also, when it comes to netilas yadayim, shepa'amim adam bab mibesek. So why do we make netilas yadayim after we wash? Why don't we make netilas yadayim beforehand and then wash over lasiyoso? So he also says, because Netilas Yadayim, Shepamim Adam Bami Besakise, sometimes you're coming to wash your hands because you're coming from the bathroom, and your hands are dirty, and you can't make the bracha. Right? The ain't Adam Roy Lavarich Adla Achar Hanatila, so therefore, no, Guam, Lavarich Kol Shar Bruchas Daim Achar Hanatila. Because in certain instances, when you can't do it beforehand, we're saying in all instances, you're not going to do it beforehand. This happens to be, based on this, it's an interesting machokas. I mean, Rabbi Razos mentioned this a few times. The halacha is, when it comes to halakas neiros on Shabbos, what do? You light the candles, and then you make the bracha. Because if you make the bracha beforehand, there's always a saying, you can't light the candles afterwards. Because the bracha itself is Kabbalah Shabbos, right? So the Magen Avram says, right, he says, it came be yontif. When it comes to yontif, there's no problem of lighting. There's no problem. So maybe by yontif, you should make the bracha beforehand, right? And then light it. And who does he quote? He quotes Sefer the Drisha, quotes in the name of the Hakdama. The Drisha is a parish on the Torah. The introduction of the Drisha was written by the son, and the son quotes his mother oftentimes in certain halachas, which is the Drisha's wife. So he quotes the mother of the wife of the Drisha, who says that's the case, that when it comes to Yontif, you should switch it around, and you should make Hadner Shal Yontif, and then light. But the Magen Avraham says, Aval Ein Chachmal Isha, No, there's no, whatever. Ein chokma isha, deloch, deloch, deloch. I'm a coward, I said plenty. He says, deloch chilkul chachamim. He says there's no distinction. And what does he quote? He quotes, this is what our Tosos, he quotes the Tosos of Psachim, which is the exact same Tosos, who says, no, there's no distinction. Once they make the bracha on Shabbos, do it one way, you can make the same way for Yom Kippur to do it that way. Comes the Dagmar Rav Bava, who's the Nodav Yehuda, and says, no, I think the author, the Drisha's mother, is correct. He says, why? What's the difference? I'm saying outside. There's a big difference between when it comes, let's say, for the bracha of Tevila to the bracha of Adlakas Neros. Right? When it comes to the bracha of Tevila, it's the exact same bracha every single time. So there's a possibility of confusion. When it comes to the Hadlakas Neiros, there's one bracha for Shabbos, there's one bracha for Yontif. There's no confusion. When you make the bracha for Shabbos, light the candles first. Right. When you make the bracha for Yontif, say the bracha first. I think he writes at the end, he says, V'chei nirali lahoros ke'eshes ha'gon ha'drisha, we should pass my to wife of the drisha, the isha asher nasa liba b'chachma. There's a woman whose heart and mind is filled with wisdom. This is a machlokas that comes out for just an interesting machlokas. The drisha is quoted for a few things in that introduction about hadlakas neros. Okay, so that's that.
And next. The point of Rashi, though, it's pretty severe. He can't do anything without boiling the milk. You can't dab him. We know we had a discussion before, but he's saying you can't even make any brachas before going to the mikvah.
Who?
Right? Rashi.
But who? Again.
A Baal
Keri can't do it, yeah, because he's going to say a Baal Keri is also for Torah, any words of Torah, yeah, has to go to the mikvah. But we had four or five blot about that. We won't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't do that. You see, that shita goes according to that. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Noyna Brisa, asparagus, which I think is asparagus, but it's some sort of drink. Rashi says asparagus is kosh shahayu shosim b'chol boker alibu rikna l'rafua. It must have had asparagus and other things, apparently had some alcohol in it as well, that it was used for medicinal purposes. So this drink, this asparagus drink, Bryce says, Yotfa l'leib, it's good for the heart, tov l'naim, it's good for the eyes, the kosher came of neimayim, it's good for the insides. The haragilba, and someone drinks it with pekvias, you know, every morning, Yotfa l'chol gufo, shaladeh, you know, keeps the doctor away. Right? The hamishtaker imenu, however, if you drink too much and you get drunk over it, that's why I said that after some wine in it, hamishtaker imenu, kosh l'chol gufo, that's no good. You have to be moderation, you can't go overboard. Midekatani yafel aleiv. The Gemara says that since it says it's good for the heart, miklal de bechamar askinon. Must be dealing with something that has some wine in it. I don't know why that diak is, but okay, there's wine in it. The katani, and it says in the continuation, the kol shekain the bnei meayim, that the asparagus drink is good for your insides, for your intestines. Batanya, we have a brisa that says differently. We have a brisa that says that if you drink asparagus, it's lalat yafel aleiv. It's roshi tevos. Lalat means it's good for lev, einayim, and tchol, the heart, the eyes, and the spleen. But liramat kosher. But it's not good for the rosh, meayim, and tachtonius, you know, for
hemorrhoids,
I guess, yeah. So they see here that it's not good for you. Is it good for you, meayim, or is it not good for you, meayim? So the Gemara says, no, it's the difference. It depends on which asparagus. Titanya he, the brisa, the first brisa says that the wine is good for the bnei meayim, for the intestines. That's bimeyushan. That's older asparagus drink. Younger asparagus drink is not, but older is good for the bnei meayim. It's not. There's a Mishnah in the Darim. Someone says, konam yayim sha'ani toim. I make a neder, someone makes a neder that he's not going to drink any wine. He says, konam yayim. So, why? Sha'ayim kashul of meayim. Because he says, he explains, the reason why I'm making this neder to asr wine upon me is because wine is bad for my intestines. For Amrulo, and they said to him, well, you should know, v'halo miyushan yafahu livnei me'ayim. You should know that older wine is good for your b'nei me'ayim. So maybe you shouldn't ask for the v'shasak. And he's quiet. So then asr b'chadosh umutr b'miyushan. Then he's no good. Then what happens is, he's like, if he doesn't say nevertheless, then he's only asr on new wine, and he's not asr on old wine. So yishma mina, that there's a difference, a distinction between old wine and new wine. Old wine is good for the b'nei me'ayim. New wine is not good for b'nei me'ayim. Tana Rabbanan, Shisha Devarim Netmru Be'asparagus. So there's six rules when it comes to drinking the asparagus. A lot of this has to do with, you know, ancient, the Aruch quotes the Rav Haigon, that what's being said over here is because of Mazikin, right? It's because of the damagers, or the Shadim, and that was knowing in their time, not necessarily knowing in our time. So Tana Rabbanan, Shisha Devarim Netmru Be'asparagus. Number one, Ain't Shoshin Also Elekashuchai. You don't, the wine that goes in the asparagus, it can't be cut with water. It has to be, you know, the raw wine. Vimale, the coast has to be filled. Mikabu b'yamin v'shoseo v'smol. You take the cup in your right hand, you drink it when you hold it in your left hand. You can't speak right away. After you drink it, you have to eat first. You have to gulp it down in one shot. You don't stop. When you finish the cup, you got to give it back to the person who handed it to you. The ruk acharav, and when you spit afterwards, it spit behind you. The ein sochim also ela bimino, and then the next thing that you eat has to be something of the same food item of what you drank. Okay, Vatanya, so the Gemara says somewhere else by asparagus, ein sochim also ela bapas, that the only thing supposed to eat afterwards is bread, not something of the same min. So lokasha habe de chamra habe de shichra, depends what the alcoholic base of the asparagus is. If it's wine, then you have to have bread afterwards, because the asparagus is made out of wine. So you have to have wine afterwards. Habit the shikra, but if it is made out of beer, so then beer is usually made out of dates, right? It was date beer or honey beer. So then after that, you're supposed to have dates or honeys or whatever the asparagus was made out of. So now the Gemara then said, right? It said lot. It was tanichada lelot yafeh. One brisa says that asparagus is good for lot, which was again leve naim and tchol leramat kasha, but it's no good for rosh me'ayim and taftonius. V'tani idach. And one brisa says leramas yafeh. It's good for rosh me'ayim and taftonium, but lelat kasha. It's the opposite. Which one is it? So lokasha habed the chamer habed the shichra. One's talking about wine based. One's talking about a beer based. Not sure which one's which, but that's the difference. So just be careful. Make sure which asparagus you're drinking to know which ailments it's going to help and which it's not going to help. What if you eat both? Does it
take care of everything,
or does it mitigate everything and not get both out? Like Tanachada, one brisa says rak acharot. After you drink the asparagus, you're supposed to spit behind you. Tanachada rak acharav loke. You're going to get hit with a disease. The Tanaidach lo rak acharav loke. If you don't spit behind you, you're going to get hit with an illness. Just lokasha again. Habi dechamer, habi deshichra. Depends on which one you have. Amar of Ashi, hashta de amar. Now that we said with one of the asparagus, and he says here asparagus shall shechar. So we'll go with the beer asparagus. That if you didn't spit behind you, you'll get the disease. Neimav nizrakin afilu with melech. So therefore, since it's dangerous, you can even spit it out in front of the king, because you don't want to become before the sakana, and therefore you can spit it out even in front of the king. So I guess you gargle it and then spit it out. I'm not sure. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Yishmael ben Elisha said, we very bumped into Yishmael ben Elisha, he had these conversations with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says, Shlosha Devarim Sachli Suriel Sar HaPnim. So three things were told to me by Suriel, who apparently is the interior minister of Shemayim. And he says, number one, Al titol chalukha shacharis minyavashamash betilvash. Basically, get dressed by yourself in the morning. Don't take your cloak from your shamash in the morning. You should take it yourself. Va'al titol yodcha mimishlon natal yodov. And don't wash your hands from somebody else who has not yet washed his hands. I don't know how that first person gets to wash his hands. Yeah. They're calling washing his hands in the morning. Make sure the person is washing his hands. Talk about rich people who have servants. So they're getting their hands washed. Right? The person who's washing their hands has to have their hands washed. The al tachzir kos isvargos el mishin asanalo, and don't return the asparagus cup. Only return the asparagus cup to the person who handed it to you. Mipnei she tachsifis. I think those are shadim. Something to do with the shadim. The amrilei, and some say istalginis shomalchei chabal mitzapnol the adam, that the chabura of these damaging ministering angels are waiting for the person of the omrim, and they say emasayevo adam liyidei. Well, we're waiting for somebody who's going to violate one of these three things, and then we can attack. I don't know what it means. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi says, Shlosha Devarim Sochli Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis spoke to me and told me these three things. Number one, same thing. Al Titol Chalukcha Shacharis Me'Vashamash. Don't let somebody put your coat on for you in the morning. Viz Tilbash. Elo, get dressed, your coat on yourself. But Al Titol Yodcha Mimishalo Natol Yodov. And don't wash your hands unless the person who's washing your hands for you has himself washed his hands. The alta amod lifnei hanashim b'shoshin chosus min ameis. Don't stand before the women at the time that they are returning, I guess, from the funeral. Mipnei shani mirakeid uval lifneihem, because at that moment in time, I, the Malach HaMavis, is dancing and before them. V'cherav v'yadi, and my sword is in my hands. V'yesh li rishus l'chabel, and I have permission to wipe people out who are there. So don't stand in front of the women who are coming back. The ipaga, and that what happens if you're walking the street and you bumped into a group of women who are coming back from Levaya. What are you supposed to do? My takante. So, first one says, linshof miduchtei, which seems like arba amos, jump away four amos. V'ikanar li'ibrein, if there's a river over there, then go across the river. V'ikadakar achrina, if there's another path, go to the other path. Lezova. V'ikaguda, if there's no other path, but there's a wall, go behind the wall. Leku achora. V'ilo, you don't even have a wall to go behind it, you have nothing else to do, you're stuck. Lehader apeg, you should turn around, put your back, face your back towards them. V'lema, and you should say the following pasuk, which is in Zechariah, which is Vayomer Hashem al Satan, Yigar Hashem b'cha Satan, Yigar Hashem b'cha Bocher Yishalayim, Halo ze ud mutzal ish, right? Ad de chalfi minei, until the woman pass. Again, I don't know. Okay. Amar Rabbi Zera. Amar, maybe the article has notes on that. No. Okay.
Didn't know either.
Okay. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Ravov, Amar Labba Masnisa Tana. Asara dvarim nemru b'kosho bracha. So now let's get something. There are 10 things that comes about when we're talking about a koshel bracha. Number, so we list 10 things that you have to deal with when it comes to koshel bracha. Number one, ta'on hadacha. It requires hadacha, which we'll see later on might mean rinsing on the inside. Ta'on hadacha. Ushtifa, which might mean rinsing on the outside. Number three, chai. First you put the undiluted wine in, and you dilute the wine in the cup. Vimale, it has to be a full cup. Itur, it has this idea of itur, we'll see what that means. Ituf, itur means like crowning. Ituf means, wrapping. That's number six. Number seven is notlo b'shdei yadav, you pick it up with two hands. Number eight is when then we make the bracha, notlo b'min. So you pick it up with both hands and move it to the right hand for the bracha. Umagbil min karka tefach, it has to be above the karka if you're on the ground or above the table. From the table, it has to be one tefach above. Vinosin einavo, and you're supposed to look at it. You're supposed to look at it. I know Svardim knows it. Svarim, I'm assuming they do that. They actually stare at the coast when they make the bracha. The Yesh Omerim, some say, Af Mishagro B'matan L'Anshe Beso. What you have to do is you have to hand the coast to the Anshe Beso, let them drink from the coast, that they should drink from the coast. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, Anu, us, Ein Lanu Ela Arba. We're only makin on four, Dovad. Number one, Hadacha. Number two, Shtifa. Chayu Mole. Tosis points right away. That can't be that he doesn't know about the other ones. Because we'll see in a few moments, they ask Rav Yochanan a question about one of the other six things that he doesn't list. Okay, so Tana, we learned in the Braisa, what's Hadacha, what's rinsing? That's Mibithin, that's washing the coast out nice on the inside. And what's Shtifa? Shtifa is washing the coast out nice, like B'chutz on the outside. So if you look at Tosos says, Shtifa b'machutz v'adacha mifnin. So Perish Hari, the Ri explains, that's Daf Goshena Kosiofa. Shishba Shiure Kosos, when there's leftover on the inside. If the cup is dirty, then you have to wash it out. If you have a clean cup, you don't have to do that. And our people are very mocked where they wash that all the time. But according to Tosos, there's no need to do that. There's only to make sure that the cup is clean, right? About imhu yafa, if it's good, the whole purpose of the shtifa and the hadacha is to make it into a clean, nice cup. If the cup is already clean, nice, you don't need to make it into a nice cup because it is already. Okay, but those who are makbid, Baruch Hashem. Those who aren't, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, whoever makes a bracha on a full coast, again, mole is not, this is one of the things that Rabbi Yochanan said, kol ha-mevarech ha-kos mole, no sino nachla b'mitzirim. He gets schar without any borders. Shenemar, the pasuk says, umale birchas Hashem yam vidarom yurasha. The one who fills the bracha of Hashem is going to get in the north and south, yam vidarom. And Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina omer, zoche v'nochel shnei olamim. He inherits two worlds, Olam Zeh and Olam Haba. How does that work? So if we can Tosos quotes, Perish Harav Rav Yosef mi Marseilla, from Marseille, yeah, I guess from Marseille. Why does it say, what does it mean two worlds? He said, because the pasuk, mi dahavili l'michtav, yam vidarum rash. It should just say rash. Nevertheless, it says a kasav yarsha, so it adds the extra yud and hey. Hare yud vehe yisera, I'll the creator. Yud Hey is the words that show that Hashem created the letters, so Hashem created two worlds. So that's why you get two worlds. Okay, Itur. What's this Itur? Rav Yehuda Me'atreyu b'Talmidim. He would surround it with Talmidim. They would all be around him when he made the bracha. Rav Chizda Me'atrele b'Natli. He would put other cups, I guess, other cups of wine, I think it's supposed to say. Other full cups of wine around it. That's the itur. Amar Rabbi Chanan ubichai.
Around what?
Around the koshel bracha. Right, I guess you have those new things that they have that you pour the wine in.
You got,
so according to this, fill them up first and then surround it, and that's what you do. Amar Chanan Ubechai. The kosos that are around it have to be filled with undiluted wine. Amar Rav Sheshes Ubebirchas Haaretz. I'm not sure what this means, so the gears are all messed up. That I guess when you get to the bracha of No Dilecha, you're supposed to then spill out something. I'm not sure what the gears of the Gemara is. A different gears of that I didn't understand. I'm not sure what the gear says over here. That's itur. What's ituf? Ituf usually means wrapping. Yeah, we do this hati patzitzis. We wrap around our heads. Rav Papa me'atev v'yosef. He would wrap himself in a talus and sit and make the bracha. Rav Asi pariz sudra al resha. Looks like he put a yarmulke on his head. Right? He would put something on his head. Pariz sudra al resha. So that they would, I guess that they would, when they made the bracha, their head is covered. Covered head is symbolic, so that it's yira, that your fear. That's why you covered the head. Okay. So people who wear a hat to put the hat back on when they bench. Okay. Very nice. Fine. Not lo b'shtei yadav. You're supposed to take it with two hands. So Amr of Khanina Bar Papa Mikra, what's the source? They know he's supposed to take Kosher up two hands, because the Pasuk says, Si'u yedechem, lift your hands, plural, Kodesh Ubarchus Hashem. Then make the Kodesh and bless Hashem. It's supposed to be with two hands. Okay? Vinos nul yamin, and then you put it into the right hand. How do you know that? Amr b'chiyah bar Abba, Amr b'yochanan, Rishonim sha'olu. Originally they asked the question, Smol mahu shetisayel yamin. Can the left hand help the right hand? Because you're hoping, by kiddush, by benching, people make the bracha, you're supposed to hold the cup up the whole time. Let's say you're holding the cup, can your left hand help your right hand? So Tosfos says, Smohu maladu shetisayel yamin. He said, well, what's the big deal? Just hold the cup in your right hand. So Kosos says, must be, because Kosos gedolos mairi, must be talking about big cups, you know, some of these big cups, or maybe it gets heavy or whatever, you don't want to spill it. Or, Oberosh chodesh teves, shechalios b'shabes, shehu chanukah. Or it's Rosh chodesh teves, which you have to say, Rajal v'yavo, ritzei and alanisim, so it's really, really long benching, right? Oben isuin, obai under the chuppah, v'tzarech laharich v'birchas amazon, and you have to make a long benching, so maybe that's what they're asking the question. Otherwise, I think the closest question is, what's the big deal? Just hold the cup with your right hand. Okay. So he says, Rishonim shalom, small maush to sile them in. Amr of Ashi, Rashi says, Hoel the Rishonim ibailuhu v'lo ifshit lehu, since the Rishonim had a kasha about this, and they didn't answer it, anon ne'ebe l'chumra, we need to go to chumra and not allow it. Everyone asks, what are you talking about, go to chumra? This is a dinder rabbanan. Number one, you're talking about the kosher brachas being brought out, it's a kosher brach, it's a dinder rabbanan. Right, benching is a deraisa. Kosher brachas, even if you say kiddush is a deraisa, very few people hold that the kos is a deraisa. Is that one meferish on the Masechas Nazir. And the 10 things that are listed, those aren't deraisas, they're rabbanan. What do you say? What's suffik the rabbanan? What do you mean suffik the go to the chumra? Let me know. Okay, so hey, let me know. He goes over here. He goes, Afshis is suffik the rabbanan. The whole thing is the rabbanan. He says, "Kol makom mishum hidur mitzvah." All this is done mishum hidur mitzvah, and hidur mitzvah is a doraisa of zekeli v'anveyu. So by hidur mitzvah, you're gonna have to go. You're gonna have to go to be machmir. I don't know. Really, it's a hidur mitzvah. Okay. But even if it's a hidur mitzvah, it's a hidur mitzvah on a derabanan.
Yeah,
but it's on a derabanan still.
But it says the hidur mitzvah is derais.
That's right.
Right, but you're only being
a hidur.
I hear that, but you're being mahadur at the rabanan.
Correct.
Right.
So
it becomes derais.
How does it become derais?
Because you're mahadur and rabanan, so it's a hidur.
I don't like that. Okay. Fine. I hear. I hear.
Come up with a better one.
I don't. Fine. Just a kosher bracha is always an interesting machlokas that's brought down. Can you make kiddush on a disposable cup? Like a disposable. So Moshe Paschal says you cannot. Can't make kiddush on a disposable cup because kosher bracha has to be kosher, it has to be nice, and you can't make it on a disposable cup. But around over here, the Rav Yoshev argues. Rav Yoshev says that depends on the disposable cup. He says that Rav Moshe was talking about those paper cups. That those paper cups, we use, like the ones in the dentist office, then you use it once and they get ruined and you can't use it anymore. He says they get gross and disgusting. He says nowadays we're talking about this is a disposable cup. You can use this multiple times, right? And people do. You know, go to people's houses. You know, they're environmental, whatever it is. They want to waste money, or they write their names on it. They lose it multiple times. He says that's something you can use. The only reason why we don't do it is because we're lazy. You can wash it out and use it again. It won't get ruined. So Yosher says maybe on those cups you would be able to make kiddush. Yeah, well, right, and they know, and that's they do that purposely, I think, to make them look a little nicer.
I think it's just to look nicer.
Yeah, I think so also. Okay, but people get them a lot. People get them for Pesach; they sell them all over. Okay. And then the Braisa says, "Umat bio min akarka tefach." You have to lift the kos up. Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina Maikra. What's the pasuk that they rely upon to say he lifted the cup? It says, "Kos Yeshuos Esa." Which Hashem is right about the kos. I will lift up Esa, and then I'll call out to Hashem. So lift up the cup. V'nosin einav bo, and you have to look at the kos of bracha. Why? Yehechlo nisek daitimine. You don't want to have hesachadas. You want to lose your kavana, lose your intent. Because you have a kos of bracha, you're saying you want to have the proper kavana. And then it says, Mishagro la anche beso matana. You're supposed to give it out to the family, anche beso. And they say, anche beso means, what's beso? Beso means your wife. You give it to your wife, she should drink from the cup, because that gives her a bracha. How's that? Gemara says, kihechi tisbarach tibisihu. So that your wife will get a bracha, meaning I think that bracha talked about his children. Right. So, Ula, ikla levei Rav Nachman. Ula went to Rav Nachman's house, I guess he was invited there, krich rifta, they ate bread, Baruch Birchas Mazona, and they benched on a kos. Yahiv le kasta de Birchas of the Rav Nachman. And after he benched, I guess Ula gave the kosher bracha to Rav Nachman to drink from it. So Amalei Rav Nachman says, Lishar dermar kasta de Birchas of Yalta. We should send the kos bracha to Yalta, my wife. So she, because it says before, he's supposed to give it to the wife. So Amalei, so Ula says back to him, you don't have to. Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, "Ain pre bitna shel isha mizbarach only pre bitna shel ish." That the bracha that the woman gets is via, it's through the bracha of the man. So you can drink from the kosher bracha, and she'll vicariously get the bracha through you. Shenemar, because the pasuk says uberech pre bitnecha, and doesn't say it says pre bitna lo amar ela pre bitnecha. I guess that means in the masculine as opposed to the feminine. So therefore, it goes through you. But at Tanami Hachi, we had a Bryce that says that as well. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Minayin Shein Pri Bit Nashal Ish, and Sbarach Elmi Pri Nashal Ish. How you know the bracha of the woman goes through the bracha of the man? Shemar Barach Pri Bit Necha, Pri Bit Nolo Neamar El Pri Bit Necha. But Yalta was not happy with that. At the Hachi, in the meantime, Shama Yalta heard, Kama Bezihira, she got up in anger, but Alta Lebe Chamra, she went to the wine cellar, Vitavra Abra Mea Doni the Chamra, and she busted 400 barrels of wine. Now, 400 is usually a number that the Talmud uses as a guzma. Right. She was not happy, and she did some damage. Right? She wanted the bracha. So Amrulei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says to Ula, she's breaking my wine, calm her down. Nishadil Amar Kasa Achrina. Let's pour her from the more wine and give it to her. Right? Mishalach Lo. And they said to her, Kol Hai Navga De Birchasahi. All the wine that was in the chavis. You had a barrel and you poured the wine in. The wine that's left in the barrel also is kosher bracha, so we'll pour you from that and you'll be okay. Basically, stop breaking my stuff. So he says, So Shalchalei, she sends back to them, she says, Mimhadure mile, umimasture kalmi. I'm gonna take and believe from these men who walk around in the cities, or these people who just, they walk around in old clothing filled with lice, meaning what you're telling me is baloney, right? It just doesn't make sense. And it sounds like just like you guys are just trying to peddle things like simpletons peddle in the street. I mean, you're trying to get me to agree to that. Meaning, next time, give me the cup. I won't break anything. Okay. Amr of Asi.
There's a lesson in there somewhere. Yeah,
well, what is the point? Let's know and find it. There's anger issues.
What was that video a couple years ago with the person in the Pesach Hotel? When she found out there was
last year.
Yeah. She found out there was Gebrachs.
Kineas.
Could have been, yes.
Well, then Gebrachs was Kineas.
Oh, it was Kineas.
Even worse.
Yeah. Oh, then she was right. Okay. Amar Ravasi. Ravasi says, Ein masichin akosho bracha. Once you lift up the kos, you can't speak until you finish the bracha. So once you pick up the cup, not, you know, it's like people sometimes pick up the kos to say Kiddush, and everyone, yeah. Once you pick up the kos to Kiddush, you're ready to go, and that's it. Okay, now we get a little bit of shadim again. So Amar Rav Asi says, Ein mevarchin al koshel puranus. You can't make the bracha, birchas hamazon, on the kos of, you know, bad things, bad tidings. My koshel puranus, what is a koshel puranus? Amar Rav Nachman kosheni, the second cup. When it came to, when you see in Mesechus Pesachim all the time, the Shadim always attack when you do something in pairs. That's why you have to do things in odd ways, not even ways. So if you had one cup, and now you have a second cup, that's the pair, and that's the Shadim are going to come after that, so you can't use the second cup. I guess use the third cup, or the fifth cup, whichever one you're up to. Don't use the fourth, don't use one that comes in pairs. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a Bryce that supports this. Hashosa kiflayim, someone who drinks double, meaning he's drinking two cups, lo yavarich, right? Don't make a bracha on that second cup. I guess maybe make a bracha without a toast, I don't know. Mishum shenemar, the pasuk says, Hikon likras lokecha Yisrael. Be prepared, come prepared to call out to your God Hashem that you have to make a bracha with Hashem with beautiful things, not with a kosher shell peronis. Hikon is the idea of getting dressed, that the pasuk is used to get dressed nicely for davening. That's used, the pasuk they use for a gartel. Certain things are used from the pasuk of Hikon. But when you're coming to V'haylo Misakin, you have to come prepared with beautiful things when you're giving a bracha to Hashem. If you're coming with a kos of peronis, that's not a beautiful item, therefore that should not be used to bless Hashem. It's all the same idea. It's all the same idea. Be prepared to be beautiful. All these things are just beautiful things that are done for Hashem. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Lav Mevasnisa Tana, Rabbi Yavo says, and some say they learned in a Braisa, Ha'ochel u'mehalech, someone who's eating bread on the go, right? He's eating while he's eating while he's walking. Mevarech me'umad, he can bench while he's standing. So just stop walking and say benching. But he doesn't have to sit down. U'kisha ochel me'umad, if he's eating while he's standing, then mevarech me'yushav. Then he should go one. In other words, you have to change what you're doing a little bit. If you're walking, stand still. If you're standing still, sit down. U'kishu meisei v'ochel, and if you're leaning, right, then yoshev v'vorech. You just sit up straight. Right? When you're leaning, sit up straight. I think, again, yeah, Pesach halacha is that you're supposed to be not leaning. You sit up right. Straight. But halacha is, b'kulo yoshev v'vorech. Halacha is, no matter what, where you are, when it comes to benching, sit down and bench. You're not supposed to bench, according to the Gemara, you're not supposed to bench standing.
Or
anything other than sitting. Okay. Next parent. Harjan Allah Shlosha Sha'achu, Harjan Allah Shlosha Sha'achu, Harjan Allah Shlosha Sha'achu. Okay, so now that we finished the previous parent, we spoke about all these things of Birchas Hamazon, we're now going to continue talking about things about during the Suda, and this long Mishnah is going to bring down a bunch of machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. How do you act during the Suda? So some of them, or one of them we'll get to today, some of them we won't really necessarily explain, because the Gemara, the next couple of days, will explain what their machlokos is. So Elu Duvarim, Shabein Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel b'Suda. These are the things that they have a machlokos in Beis Shammai b'Beis Hillel in the Suda. Number one, let's say you're making Kiddush on Friday night or Yontif night. We make two brachas, right? Bracha one is you make a Bor Pri Gavin, and bracha two is you make Kiddush Shasayom, Kaddish Shel Vazmanim, Kaddish Shabbos. What's the order? Which comes first? So we say Bor Pri Gavin, and then we say the Yom, which is like Beis Hillel, but it's a machlokas. First you make the bracha kedushas hayom, and then you make the bracha on the wine. Beis Hillel say no mevarach al hayayin. First, like we do, you make the bracha on the wine. And then you make the bracha on the kedushas hayom. Number two, Beis Shammai omrim notlun liyadayim. First you wash your hands. And then you pour the cup. First you pour the cup and then you wash. What's this talking about? Rashi says, it's Yayin Habo Liftei HaMazon. Remember we talked about that, how the Suda went? That is pre-meal, but they pre-gamed a little bit with the wine beforehand. So it's the Yayin Habo Liftei HaMazon, Kedamin Meperiketz HaMevarchim, Heisebu Afakush HaNasal Hevi Lemayin, so that initial wine that you have, Beishame Notun Yadayim V'Akrakach Shosim Oso, right? Shosim Oso Akos V'Och Tudasa Bahinatila. And that wine that they used, that washing that they used, was good enough, I guess, for the meal. But Beishilim say, no, Mosim is Akos, first you pull the cup, drink it, and then you wash your hands. I'm not sure if it's the same machlokas about whether you wash before you make kiddush or not. We'll get to it. Listen, there are people who do it. There are people who do it. Okay. Number three. Veshame omrim mikaneach yadav b'mapa u'meinicha al shulchan. I guess they would use some sort of napkin that they would wipe their hands after they washed. And I guess they, I don't know. So Veshame says that mapa that you do, you would leave it on the table. They still omer malakesis. You put it on the chair. Okay, we'll get to it. Beishame omrim michabdim esabayis v'achakach noslim v'daim. First, you have to sweep the floor. I think that's what it means. Right? First, you have to sweep the floor, and then you wash your hands. Beishil omrim notlim v'daim v'achakach mkabdim v'daim. First, you wash your hands, then you sweep the floor. Okay. Now we're talking here. This is a case where you have to bench on a kosher yayin. So now we're dealing with a case with a person who has to make havdalah, and he has to bench. But he only has one cup. So what's the order that he's supposed to do, I guess? So Beishame Omri, and Beishame say, Ner, first make the bracha on Me'orei Eish, then do Berachas HaMazon, then make the bracha b'samim, and then make the havdalah. Beis Hillel say, no, first you do ner, b'samim, mazon, havdalah. That's the machlokas. Again, tomorrow we'll get to it. Number six, Beis Shammai omrim, when you make the bracha on the ner, what is bracha shabakim melchalam, Beis Shammai say, shabara me'or ha'ish, that's the niznusach, Beis Hillel omrim, borei me'or ha'ish, which is what we do. That's number six, right? Right, that's it, that's six. And now the Mishnah says, you can't use a non-Jew's candle or besamim to make the bracha. And not on the ner or besamim that we use to help with the mace, meaning, I guess, to keep the room lit when the mace was there, or to that was spices that were used to keep the room from smelling. And not on a ner or besamim of a avodah zarah, that was, you're not allowed to use that because that's asur b'hanah. Right, those are all things that are asur b'hanah. Okay, again, the Mishnah continues. You don't make the bracha on the ner until you get benefit from it. According to this, it seems to be first supposed to get benefit from the light, and then make the bor me'orish. We sort of do it at the same time.
We sort of do it at the same time.
Right? Misha achal, someone who ate, v'shachach v'lo birich, and he didn't make a bracha achrona, and then he went somewhere else. So beishamei omrim yachshulim kol m'yorech. Go back to the place where you ate, and then make the bracha achrona. Beis Hillel say, no, you don't have to yivarech b'makom sheniskar. You can make the bracha achrona where you remembered. La'ad masam yivarech, how long do you have to make the bracha? How long? She says, ad kadei sheyis akel ha'mazon she'emov. How much time does it take for the food to digest in your system? I think they say it's usually around 72 minutes is the time frame that they give. Okay. Now, this is another machlokes b'shamei Beis Hillel. Right? Bolehen yayin achar ha'mazon. So now you finish the meal. They haven't benched yet. And they bring you more wine, right? So they had a meal. Bala yayin achar ha'mazon. They haven't benched. Im ein sham ela oso kos. And that's the only kos you have. So you should have been using that for the benching. And if you drink that now, you won't be able to make a bench on the kos. Beishamei omrim mevarach la yayin. You can make the bracha on the wine, drink it. Ve'achakach mevarach la mazon. And then you can bench. Beishil omrim, no. That's the only cup. Do mevarach la mazon. Make a birchas ha'mazon. Ve'achakach mevarach la yayin. Then make the bor pregalpin and enjoy the wine afterwards. V'onim, and now the Mishnah says, V'onim aman achar yisrael mevarech. Now look, this is talking about, you know there's a Jew, and you walk in, and you hear him say, Shakon yibetvaro. You can say, amen. Because you can assume that at the beginning he said, Baruch to Hashem. He was talking about God. But the ain omim amen achar kusi mevarech. If that's the case of a kusi, you can't say amen. Why? Achi yishmakol brachu, until you heard the entire bracha, because you're concerned that maybe you made the bracha the first part to somebody or something other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Dvarim, Sheh, Bein, Beishamai, Ubeis Hillel, Besuda. These are things, distinctions between Beis Hillel and Beishamai when it comes to the meal. Number one, Beishamai, Omer, Varach, Alayom, Ve'achach, Mevarach, Alayayin. First you make the bracha on the day, Ve'kedusha, Sayom, and then you make the bracha on the Bori, Priyagapa. Why? Shehayom, Gorin, Liayin, Sheyavo. What causes you to make the bracha on the wine? Yep. The day. The day is Koli, so you make Kiddush and you bring the wine. So the day comes first. And number two, Ve'oh, Ve'kvar, Kaddish, Hayom, Vadayin, Lo, Blah. Also, let's look in the order. The Kedushas Hayom takes place first. So that's first. So Kedushas Hayom comes first, and then comes the wine. Now Beis Hillel say no. Beis Hillel Omer, Mevarech al Yayin, Ve'achrakach Mevarech al Yom. First you make the bracha on the Yayin, and then you make the bracha on the day. Shehayayin goreim l'kedushas sh'teyamer. The wine causes you to make Kiddush. You're not going to make Kiddush unless you have the wine. So what's the cause? What's the effect? Davar Acher, another reason, is Birchas Hayayin Tadir, Birchas Hayayin Tadir. Birchas Hayayin is more often. Right, you make bracha a bor pregefen more frequently, then you make the berachas hayom and tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kadim. Whatever's more frequent comes first. V'alach k'tivri Beis Hillel, and Allah follows Beis Hillel. The Rosh Hashanah asked, why do I have to say that? Okay, my davar acher. Why does Beis Hillel have to give a second reason? So v'chi teima hasim tarti v'hanachada hachanami tarti ninu. Because you might say, oh, Beis Shammai has two reasons, and Beis Hillel only has one reason, so Beis Hillel gave a second reason also. So you should know that I have two reasons as well, and that's why I said, Birchas Hayom Tadira, Birchas Hayom Eina Tadira, Tadir, Shino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. And the Gemara then says, V'hilchus V'halacha Kedivir Beis Hillel, the halacha follows Beis Hillel. It's just Pshita. It's Pashit, the halacha follows Beis Hillel. The Baskol said, right, we had the Baskol that came out in the Shemayim, right, that the Baskol came out that we hold like Beis Hillel. Pshita, the Hanafka Baskol. So Ibai is saying, number one, you can say that this Mishnah was written coding Baskol. It's before the Baskol came out. Number two, Ibai is saying, Achar Baskol, it's after the Baskol, the Rabbi Yeshuahi. And it goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, a famous story of Tanur ben Elchanai, who says, we don't follow the Baskol, to Amar Eimashkichim in Baskol. He said, we don't follow the Baskol. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, how do you know we pass like Beis Hillel? If you don't follow the Baskol. Tosos points out over here, he says, He says, "Im tomer im kein kasha hilchos lehilchosa dahid Rabbi Yeshua the tarnish al achanoi kaimelon k'Rabbi Yeshua." There we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. We don't listen to the baskol, but kaimelon k'Beis Hillel. But we pass like Beis Hillel, meaning we do follow the baskol. So what do we or do we not? This Tosfos comes up a few times. He says, "Vishlom adafka hasam kamer the ein mashkikum baskol." Maybe the difference is over there. We don't follow the baskol because the baskol hayah k'neged arov, because the baskol came right. The baskol said the pasuk like Rulazer, and it was against the rov, so we don't listen to that baskol because the Torah said acher rabim lahatos avo Beis Hillel hayurabim, that the Beis Hillel was the rabim. So we never, even though Rav Shua wouldn't necessarily listen to the baskol, he's listening to the fact that Beis Hillel is the rov, and that's why he's going to always paskin like Beis Hillel. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.